4 p.m. You're tuned to Katie and Kay, and this is Raleigh Burley bringing you everything under the sun with a special pre-recorded episode speaking about the upcoming Dandelion Day festivities. I'm joined currently in the Dandy Room at the Carbondale Library by the lead organizer for Dandelion Days, Kat Hardy. Kat, how you doing?
I am so good. It is Earth Day today that we're recording this interview, which makes me happy. And I'm just thrilled about how the community is coming together to make Dandelion Day one of the best that I believe we'll ever see.
So jump in. Tell us what's special and what are you especially excited about for this upcoming Dandelion Day?
Well, there's lots of pieces that excite me, but the one that I want to lead with is about the Kids Fest, which is sort of a new way to structure the festival this year. And the purpose of Dandelion Day originally was to protect the children, you know, in the parks by not spraying pesticides. And education and outreach continue to be the main purpose. I like to say that we party with a purpose at Dandelion Day. And so stewardship of the earth is the message. And having the children be a big part of this is how we prepare the future generations for earth stewardship. So we've reframed it a little bit. And this year it's Kids Fest from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. It kicks off with the Parade of Species, which, if you don't know what that is, you're welcome to dress up in costume, species of any flora, fauna, fungi, animal, creepy crawly, interdimensional being, all are welcome. So the public can join in on the festivities if they want to be part of the parade. Show up at 2nd and Main around 9:45 a.m. and the parade starts at 10. And we have dancers and drummers, and there's even a tuba player who's going to be there this year, which is so fun. Yeah. And that parade will lead to Soper's Park, to the main stage, where the little ballerinas from Bonedale Ballet will kick off the entertainment on the main stage. And then right after their performance, the youth who are part of the Soprasaurs, the aerialists, they will be doing their Dandelion Day specific performance that has like a poem and a song, all about the earth. And so from 10 to noon, it's really all about the kids and highlighting their talent and their offerings. And so that feels really exciting to me to offer this really family-friendly, just wholesome, beautiful way to kick off the summer season and gathering in community again.
That's beautiful. And in the spirit of Dandy Days founder Doc Phillips, Katie and Kay will have a beer garden.
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned partying with a purpose.
Yes.
Katie and Kay will, as it has for the past few years, bring the party with a section that's designated near the stage. While the whole park is filled with booths and activities,
mm-hmm.
I saw that the t-shirt printing is back.
Oh yeah, so that's another thing that I'm excited about is last year I reached out to Rachel at Inkswell and I was like, hey, do you have screen printing equipment? Because for a sustainability festival, I think it'd be really cool for people to be able to bring their own shirt or a tote bag or a jacket and be able to upcycle clothing to decrease waste. And it just felt good. And luckily she was into the idea. So she bought all the equipment and took a risk with us. So Dandelion Day last year was their first live screen printing event. Well, since then it's taken off for Inkswell, which is really cool. So when she and I had our meeting recently, she was just telling me about how they have it dialed, you know, compared to what it was. So if you were at Dandelion Day last year and you had to wait a long time and it felt a little clunky to get your shirt, Rachel assured me it's way more dialed this year, more streamlined, and should be just a really great user experience. And so this year we have 4 different images, actually.
Oh, cool.
That will be available to print on the shirt. Because the artwork that we commissioned this year, we decided to go with the 4 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's 4 different lady heads that represent summer, spring, fall, and winter. And so when you're getting your shirt made at Dandelion Day, you'll be able to choose which one resonates with you. And they're really beautiful images. And so I'm excited to see how that all, you know, comes into fruition and what the community chooses.
Cool. And so each of the four seasons will be available to mm-hmm. print. Could you tell me more about the artist who created these?
Yes. So when I set with what should the theme be for Dandelion Day 2025, with everything going on in the world, you know, it just came very quickly to me. Mother Earth is calling. Will you answer? So that's the theme. And quickly after choosing that theme, I was like, oh my gosh, we should do the four seasons. We should do four lady heads. We should have different ethnicities represented in those pictures. And I wanted them to be beautiful, but have sort of a serious and almost somber, like kind of somber, but serious, like, because Mother Earth's not playing around. Like, it's time to step up and be good stewards of the earth and pay attention. And so these images are meant to impart that emotion of the theme. And I'm excited for everybody, you know, to see them. And so when I had that thought, I contacted a local artist, Heather Quinn. She's a tattoo artist, but she's also a muralist and, you know, graphic design and just, you know, a really neat artist. And she kind of has that serious, somber vibe in her art. So I just immediately thought she would be perfect. So I pitched her the theme and the idea, and she was very excited about it. And she incorporated, you know, I kind of let her take it from there. Mm-hmm. And the images she came up with are just beautiful. And they incorporate different flora and fauna and fungi. And yeah, I couldn't be more pleased with what the concept that I gave her. She just ran with it. And I feel like she nailed it.
Yeah, these images are beautiful. And I look forward to seeing how they look as a screen print as well.
Well, they won't be full color.
Right.
So we're still figuring out the, you know, colors and things. Mm-hmm. We're toying with the idea of whether we should have, like, spring is yellow ink, mm-hmm. and it's sort of the outline of it, and summer's green, you know, fall is orange. You know, we're playing with that, or if we should just have, like, a light-colored ink if people have dark shirts.
Right.
And then a darker color ink for light shirts. So that's still in the cooker right now, to be determined. But I think they're going to turn out beautiful.
And so for people to get a print, I assume it'll be similar to last year, where there are T-shirts for sale, but mm-hmm. people are encouraged to bring their own fabric, and that could be any natural fabric, right? Anything made of cotton mm-hmm. or hemp.
Totally.
Nothing latex.
So. Yeah, nothing plastic-based, you know, so like spandexy, lycra, dry fit, you know, those kind of clothes. Mm-hmm. No, but any, yeah, cotton, linen, anything like that should be able to work. And if you bring your own shirt, they'll look at it and let you know.
It'll work.
But yeah, but they will have shirts there for sale if people don't cool. have things. And I mentioned tote bags, and it's beautiful because the sustainability conversation with Rachel got her in touch with new vendors. And now she has vendors that if she doesn't use all the products, she can send it back. Mm-hmm. So there's no waste. So she really got on board with the theme and the ethos of Dandelion Day and figured out ways to reduce any waste in her business as well. So it just feels really, really good. And she loves it. And they've been doing the live screen printing, like they just did it at Sunlight Closing Day. And cool. And so I love that, you know, Dandelion Day was sort of an initiator of that process. And now it's becoming more and more popular across the valley. Mm-hmm. And then there's less waste. And doing the live screen printing is better for the environment than pre-printing on large scale. And mm-hmm. so there's just, yeah, it's just, it feels like such a neat scenario. And having people interact at Dandelion Day is my main thing. I don't want you just to come there to consume. I want you to come there to learn. I want you to come there to engage in activities, to create with us. And so the T-shirt is like one avenue that people can create and have some agency and decide what they want and be connected with the message while they're there.
So for folks just tuning in, this is Everything Under the Sun, and today we're speaking with Kat Hardy about Dandelion Day coming up on Saturday, May 10th in Sofras Park. So we spoke a little bit about how the morning with the Parade of Species and then some of the performances in Soper's Park are dedicated to the children. And then there's going to be the live screen printing. What else do you want to inform our listeners about for this year's Dandelion Day?
So another new thing for this year that hasn't been done before is we are doing a live panel discussion on stage. Instead of having three bands, we dropped one of the bands, and we're having three experts who are meeting the call and being stewards of the earth. And so Maddie Werner, Delia Malone, and Harper Kaufman are the three individuals from our community, and I will be interviewing them to talk about earth stewardship and sustainability and regenerative practices. So that, I think, is going to be neat. So that'll be from like 2 to 3 p.m. So if people really want to learn from some experts and inform yourself on what's going on, because this valley is really special in the amount of people and attention that is given to regenerative agriculture and sustainability practices. So if you're curious about that at all, you don't want to miss this panel discussion, because these people are in it. And I'm so grateful to share the stage with them and be able to highlight their work as part of that education and outreach component of Dandelion Day.
And I see there's a Lifetime Achievement Award aspect to that, too.
Yes, there's someone who will be receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award. So I'm not going to give that away. It's a secret. You'll have to come to Dandelion Day to see who is the recipient of that award. And that award will be given at the end of the panel discussion.
Cool. Does this person know that they're going to get the award?
This person does know, because I reached out to make sure that they were willing to accept it before I surprised them with it. And they have.
Very cool.
Accepted the invitation, so I'm excited about that piece too.
And what about the music?
Yeah, that was what I was going to say next. The other thing, so I have the Jazzmonauts, which is a local jazz band, and they are awesome. And so many people haven't heard of them yet, and so I'm really excited for our community because everyone's going to be there. I think it might be a 7-piece jazz band that day.
Oh, wow.
And they start playing like around 12:30, I forget.
I think 12, yeah.
Yeah, and 12 to 1:30, I believe, is their set. And then, so I figured, right after the kids, we'll transition into some jazz, and everybody can start shopping, and the beer garden opens. You know, we can kind of transition the vibe into the afternoon vibe after Kids Fest. Then we'll have our panel discussion, and then closing out the day, it's Down Valley Sound, which is a newer band in the valley.
Cool.
And they actually were at Highland's closing party recently and had some other gigs. And there's a lot of people who haven't heard of them either. And they're a really great local band. And that's one thing for me that's really important, is that for the music at Dandelion Day, I only want to have local artists, you know, highlighted. So I never want to look outside of the Roaring Fork Valley, Crystal River Valley, for the talent that we bring to the stage.
And there's so much talent to draw on,
right?
In our valley.
Totally.
And then Dandelion Day really has, similar to Potato Day, such a
towny vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not as big as Mountain Fair by any means, attracting people from all over, which is its own fun summer vibe. But
right.
I appreciate about Dandelion Day that it feels just like our community.
Yeah, it's like for the kids, you know, and for the earth, and, you know, and we're partying with a purpose. And that's one thing, too, when I helped take over Dandelion Day, I wanted to separate it from Mountain Fair. Mountain Fair is beautiful and amazing in its own thing. And so that's each year I've been like, how do we make Dandelion Day its own thing? So we have these two different experiences for our community, because that's why, like, there used to be a t-shirt contest every year for Dandelion Day. I dropped that. I was like, no, let's let the artists, you know, focus on Mountain Fair for the t-shirts. And, you know, so respecting what Mountain Fair is, respecting what Dandelion Day is, and creating that separation so the community, you know, can have these different experiences. That's been important to me as well.
And I understand that this year there is a fundraising aspect as well for Casey's Fund to Support Farmers.
Yes. So Dandelion Day has become an opportunity. This is the first year that it is not just a festival, but a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And right now it's projected we might, after all the bills are paid, you know, to run a festival, it looks like we should have about $1,000 to donate. Okay. Which feels really warm in my heart, to be able to make that contribution. And with this year being the first year for fundraising, my vision is that Dandelion Day will remain a fundraiser for perpetuity. So every year, the excess funds that are gathered will be put towards sustainability efforts, regenerative agriculture. You know, that's sort of an evolving vision for Dandelion Day. And this year, it just made too much sense to honor Casey Piscura because of how he has impacted our community, how he has taught so many of us about regenerative agriculture and earth medicine, and just inspired us and fed us in so many ways. It was a no-brainer for me that the Farmers Fund that they're transitioning seed piece into would be the recipient of that this year. Whether it remains that year to year, and this is like an annual, you know, because the Farmers Fund is about supporting farmers' mental health, which that may be the objective. You know, that might be the annual thing. You know, I haven't decided yet. Right. Or whether it'll be a moving target who receives the funds. Mm-hmm. And I'm open to community comment about that. You know, I'm the steward of this festival, but I certainly want whatever choices are made to reflect what feels good and what makes sense for the greater community as well. And so, yeah, it feels really good to be able to, and Casey was a dear friend of mine, and so having this festival to put into action everything he taught me, to continue to spread the education and information about regenerative agriculture, I feel honored to carry on his legacy in this way, mm-hmm. through this festival and then through the fundraising efforts this year.
People do want to get in touch, whether it's to provide feedback or lend a hand. How do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, whether you want to, you know, give me feedback at the festival or this interview, you know, whatever, you can reach us at dandelionday81623@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. So that's the Dandelion Day email. We also have Facebook, Carbondale Dandelion Day Facebook page, Carbondale Dandelion Day Instagram. I do hope to develop a website in the future. It didn't happen this year, but that's on the horizon as well to help with outreach and interaction. But we do need volunteers. That really helps with making the day run and be possible and be able to have money to donate. So the volunteer positions are open. Does that? It's live. And you can email dandelionday81623@gmail.com if you want access to that. There's also links through those social media pages for the volunteer signups. And yeah, just be part. You know, I just want people to feel like they can be part of this revolution, because I really do believe that's what this is, that Dandelion Day, you know, the elders in this community were ahead of their time in many ways. And I think this is the 27th.
Wow.
Dandelion Day. So and it just started at Don't Spray Pesticides in the Park, but it's mm-hmm. naturally evolved into a sustainability and regenerative agriculture awareness event. And so I do also need to give, because the vendors are the heartbeat, you know, of this festival, so we can't leave them out of mm-hmm. this interview. Tons of farms, like, it's Casey, he would always say, know your farmers, love your farmers. Well, Dandelion Day is when you can come and meet the farmers. I've collected them all into one place for you. You know, they're from all different kind of farms, and they all have different, you know, goods and specialties and passions. And so if nothing else, come to Dandelion Day to meet these farmers who do this beautiful work and steward the land in such a mindful way. And so that's really important to me. And I've sectioned most of the farmers all sort of together, so people can really make sure they don't miss anyone. Mm-hmm. And then I actually had to turn away vendors. This is the first year that we had more applications than we could accept. Wow. For the event. And so that was a big part of it, is, do you have sustainability practices? Is your vending, you know, is your service or outreach related to earth stewardship or farming? And so that's going to be the tenets of Dandelion Day as it grows, is the vendors really have to be showing up and having practices that are in alignment with sustainability. efforts in their businesses. And they do. And so it's these beautiful, from jewelry makers to potters, you know, all sorts of different offerings, clothing, you know, upcycled clothing makers. So D&I Day is a really neat opportunity to see who the small businesses are and the farmers in your community who are really in alignment with this earth stewardship and sustainability effort. There's photographers, there's a henna tattoo artist and face painting. And this year we added, there's an interactive art element. So it's experiential art. So there's going to be someone set up, and it's like a faux lemonade stand, and it's more about listening and like receiving and being heard.
Cool.
And so that's a new offering. And I do want to incorporate more artists into Dandelion Day as, you know, as the future. And I want to pay everyone, too, in our community, the dancers, the drummers, the artists, the people who come together to offer their gifts to make this festival. It's important for me that we have a cycle of reciprocity where the fundraising that comes in goes back into the community to acknowledge their gifts and talents. And so I hope as it grows and I can fundraise more, that we will be able to incorporate more interactive art, or like a community mural that we paint at Dandelion Day. So these are all, you know, I have lots of dreams and visions for it. So I am introducing that interactive art component.
Thank you so much, Kat, for stewarding this festival in such a beautiful way. And I wish I could time travel and bring this interview back to the trustees or the community leaders 27 years ago and just blow their minds
with right.
where Dandelion Day has come to.
Right.
And I'll just say about the vending, perfect place to pick up a Mother's Day gift. You can also get your plant starts. I often buy a big jar of honey from Ed Colby. I hope he's going to be there.
The honey is there.
Okay, good.
I made sure we have the honeys.
anything else that you'd like to add to wrap up our interview?
So the park is open to the public from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The beer garden is open from noon until 5. We will have Went Boulevard and 7th Street shut down all day.
Cool.
So just make, but there's no fencing of the park. We just fence the beer garden. So it's relatively easy to access via the sidewalks. But just plan ahead that you're going to have to park, you know, and walk to get there. We will keep the handicap accessible parking spots available, and there will be people there. So if you do have a disability and you need to park in those, please just, you know, talk to our guards and know that you're welcome to still come in. But all able-bodied patrons need to ride their bikes, walk, know the park a little bit, and come on in and join the day. Bring a chair if you want, or a blanket if you want to sit and listen to the expert panel discussion that we'll have. Bring your curiosity. Really interact with people. I just want people to know, like, this is really meant to come and interact with one another and learn from each other and see all the beautiful medicine that is coming through the members of our community. So just, you know, be curious, be open, and try to learn something new. That would be my challenge, you know, learn something new, meet someone new, and like to your point, support these local vendors, bring some money, you know, bring your abundance, share it with them. A lot of these people make their livelihood, you know, off of the goods that they're selling. So be generous with them.
Thank you so much, Kat.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to share this story and to honor our friend Casey and this beautiful community, and to continue to uplift this message and this movement.